music playing from local bands we know on Reverb Radio. It's Pete Jones' radio show. It's live on air. It's Pete Jones' radio show. We have in the studio the amazing Shaw's Trailer Park. They are mostly here. We've got Tim, Mark, Andy and Simon. Donna couldn't make it, so there'll be no saxophone tonight, friends. But the rest are here and they're sounding so good. How are you guys? Are you okay?
We're very well, thanks very much.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you in the house, honestly. And I've just walked down the corridor. Folks who know the 17th floor up here will know what I'm talking about. We had to go from our studio down the corridor into the live room session, and we've got what a setup you guys have got. Did you bring all this stuff with you?
Yeah, dry ice, the whole shebang.
I was wondering what that
we're
was.
Just waiting for Endos to show up and then we'll be ready to go.
Yes, well, you know, who cares? I mean, so long as you got dry ice. Is that to go with the gin and tonic? I couldn't work it out. Because I noticed
what? Cloudy ciders,
the cloudy
Peter, you know what it's gonna go.
I do. Mike's listening. He says, I would like to know the story behind the name. Already there's a question. There's a question. Thanks,
okay,
Mike. Yes, do let us know. Shaw's Trailer Park.
Shaw's Trailer Park is an actual. It is the actual trailer park up in North Yorkshire that I grew up on.
Is it?
It really is, yeah.
See, if you hadn't told me that and I was driving around North Yorkshire, I would fall off my chair.
You would drive past it, see the sign. With the sign, with the. With the apostrophe missing.
Is it?
It is on the proper sign, yeah. Drives Simon nuts, being a publisher, you know.
Well,
you can stay there. You know, they hire stuff out, you can live there.
You're very kind. What a lovely invite.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have actually inquiries.
Well, it's lovely to have you guys in. That's the only question we got, really. So thanks so much, Mike, for coming in.
That
was Mike Garrett. And that, my friends, was Shaw's Trailer Park. I said they were good. God, they were good. Next time, bring instruments, for goodness sake. Meet us halfway here. It's supposed to be a session. So tell me through this album, which I was listening to again. I was driving to Milton Keynes, but that is another story. It's just called Shaw's Trailer Park.
It is eponymous, I believe the word is.
I don't know, is it?
Check with Simon over there, spell check. STP spell check.
Apparently it is eponymous. There you go.
What's
upon us?
It means it's just named after the name of the band.
Guess
what the next album is going to be.
If only we had a book editor in the house. Is it going to be called Eponymous 2?
It's going to be Eponymicity.
Isn't that from the Greek hippo meaning horse and potamus meaning river?
I believe it is. Peter.
I think so.
Yeah,
too.
I believe so.
So this album is so good, and thank you
thanks very much
for letting us, you know, into the world of the Shaw's Trailer
Park. You've been playing a lot of it, Pete, and that's been very.
We
do appreciate that.
Well, I'll be honest with you. You are.
We do pester quite a lot.
You are rather threatening. And I value life over limbs.
Do you get all fidgety when you open your emails?
A little bit fidgety when I see your face at the door with another can of strange cider. And I'm like, uh-oh.
And some of my friends.
Here we go.
Again, Pete.
How long have you guys been together? That was fun.
I think about 2 years, but I could be wrong. But I think it's roughly 2 years. Yeah. It took quite a while to get it up and running and get the membership that we have here today, but probably a year and a half.
Well, because you've been I'm assuming you've all been in various bands.
Everyone plays in lots of stuff. Yeah.
Tim, you came in, who was that, Hybrid Kid?
Yeah, me and Danny came in, didn't we, pre-COVID probably.
I was going to say, you said 3 years, is at least 5 or 6 years.
I don't count the COVID years, I was just in the back garden drinking cider.
Were you... You got a taste for the old beauty.
Yeah, it's just great.
So yes, you were. Sorry,
I came in. How we could, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and you guys, how did you all meet? Did you know each other?
This gang? No, it didn't actually. I tried a couple of times before to put bands together here in Brighton and failed. So this time around, I thought I wouldn't have a band. I'd just sort of try and get a collective bunch of people who could almost like a little club, really, show up and play and have a few sidras and just enjoy that. And then Mark showed up and then introduced me to Andy.
How did he show up?
Mark showed up off just a Facebook advert. The old place. And then Mark knew Andy, the drummer, played with Andy before.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we had to record that album. So like you about a month before, I pestered Simon in the pub, in the old
we did know each other.
In the old Brewers. We did know each other, but I didn't really know you played guitar quite as well as you do. So so I didn't go looking for it, and I ended up with a band, which has been great. A band of very good musicians. And then a little bit later on, we had my friend Sam sang on the album, but couldn't be in the band. So we then Mark knew Donna as well, who came on board.
Yeah, I'm sorry Donna couldn't make it.
I just, busy.
Well, you know, I love the sax on those tracks as well. She's absolutely brilliant.
It'd be really loud in here, though.
Good. Well, you say that, but you know,
over there by the cheese job.
I mean, see where Andy is over there by the mini piano that we've got. You see, we could have put her over there. It would have been fine.
We could. Oh, just in front of Stonehenge.
Can hardly see him in this all this dry ice. To be honest, it is a bit. Okay. Listen, what have you got to play? Because I'd love to hear you guys play. You didn't come in to chat. I know that much.
Oh, kind of did.
Did you? Good.
Yeah.
In that case, we can carry on.
Yeah, this is chat a bit.
What have you got lined up for us?
We're going to play House Without Love, I think, first of all. House Without Love. Which isn't one of our songs. It's an old John Wayne Army song, which is a band that I used to be in the 90s.
What was it called?
The band was called John Wayne Army.
John Wayne Army.
And we've adopted this song.
Like it. So. Well, folks, we've got the amazing Shaw's Trailer Park here with this.
I go out walking all by myself. I got the walking blues and it sure is hell. But I made a vow to the stars up above. I won't go back to a house without love. I go out drinking every night. Spend all my money and you know it ain't right. And you can't make dinner and all of that stuff. But I won't go back to a house without love, Simon. A burning thing that makes a fiery ring. Born a true desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. Went down, 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 the flames went higher and it burns, burns, burns. This ring of fire, this ring of fire. This room I live in is my own despair. The path is my floor and the sky is my life. And you'd better burn all the rest of my stuff, because I won't go back to a house without love. I go out walking all by myself. I got the walking blues and it sure is hell. I felt it on the stars above, but I won't go back to a house without love.
Oh, mama. That is a fine thing you've got there, my friend, and I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the song. That is beautiful.
Thank you very much.
House Without Love / Ring of Fire.
Slash, we started slotting Ring of Fire into it, yeah.
Yeah, just why for not?
My old friend Nandy likes to sing along with that one at home.
Of course. You know, you've got to think of these people.
You've got to think of your friends.
Do text us 07909-547-336. If you are out there and you want to listen, Anna's listening in Hove. She says, love this song.
Well, thank you very much.
I know. Well, you know, now the bar is raised.
Yeah, that's we're getting close to the guy with the hits on Spotify.
I don't want to go there. 200,000, whatever it was.
Yeah. We're at a million, I think.
Was it a million? Good heavens.
That's some competition.
One can only weep. I mean, dream. Yes. How does it all work, really? Because you got this album as a hard copy.
And on vinyl
Get you your saucy minx.
So it's a tough one, isn't it? I mean, what is the answer to that? Is it worth having physical product anymore?
Okay, well, here's the thing, and you guys know this. I mean, you know, I'm going to put it out there. None of us are 20, right? I don't know, because you
Andy
know,
might be.
The dry ice is making me weep. But you know, so right now you do it for love, you do it for the beauty of it. You also do it, I think, as you've put so much work into this.
Yeah, I think it's about
You know, you want to have a product at the end of it that you're proud of and that you got.
Yeah,
you know?
That's what we've grown up with, isn't it? That's why I like the vinyl as well. And
it doesn't
really count for me until it's on vinyl.
Until it exists,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it is what we've grown up with, but then people are going back to it. So what does that say?
And it looks great. It's such a nice thing.
It looks beautiful. Who did that photo, by the way?
Oh, that's my friend Judy Harrison, who lives in America, out there on the West Coast, and she's a very good photographer.
Well, it's a fine thing.
It's a great thing.
Bruce has just messaged in saying, Shaw's Trailer Park sounding good. Bruce from Shark City Mayors.
Oh, good old... Thank you, Bruce. We know Bruce.
Well, so you've gigged with these guys, right?
A couple of times, yeah. Good fellas, yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice, yeah.
And... How does that work with your gigs? Are you, do you put a lot of work into getting them? Does it?
Not a huge amount, to be honest. I think we're happy if we can play like once a month-ish sort of thing. We don't like to. I mean, that's part of putting this STP together was to try and do things a little bit differently. So I took the good things and the bad things that I'd learnt from previous bands, and one of those things is not flogging ourselves to death.
Okay.
Gigging. Yeah. So we just got sick of other bands. We'd drive all over the country and play to one man and his dog and stuff.
Yeah.
So we kind of do gigs that we enjoy doing there. And
favourite venues around town?
Oh man, the Albert, hands down.
The Albert, you know, great.
If I'm not playing there, I'm at the bar.
Right, yeah. Any others that you like?
Well, we haven't played them because they're too big. I think Chalk's a great venue.
Chalk's
you
good.
Know?
Yeah, Chalk's fine.
Beesmouth's good. I like played there, it's not with this band.
Yeah.
Open Ruins is great.
Brunswick's great. Yeah, I like a bit of the old Brunswick.
So,
yeah, we got some nice little venues, actually.
We do, don't we?
I think we do okay. Yeah. I mean, it's
a lot of bands, though. I mean, it's not that easy to get gigs.
Well, that's interesting, isn't it?
A huge amount of bands.
Yeah, but you mean, and that's just local,
generally. Well, I think so. If you look at the Albert and you look at their... You know, gig listings.
Yeah.
There's like three bands a night. There are no covers bands.
Right. Is that a policy?
I don't know if it's a policy or not, but I like it.
Yeah.
And I've often not heard of hardly any of those bands, you know, so that's a lot of...
It's
bands
pretty,
passing through. And
it's
a lot,
pretty
and,
impressive.
Yeah, and the Albert giving a huge amount of support to bands.
And same with the Brunswick as well.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah.
They rack up a great old list.
Yeah, well, Open Ring as well. But yeah, I just think it's... Yeah, there's a lot of... There's a lot of bands, and there's you know, we could probably do another venue, really.
So with the CD and the album, do you sell them at the back of a hall? Do you bring them to gigs?
Yeah, exactly. And on Bandcamp, you know, we've got a Bandcamp, so that's the sort of...
And that's hard copy?
Yeah. Or you could download.
People download.
That's what I'm saying. Most people are downloading these days.
Well, this is it, but they do have the option of hard copy.
Absolutely.
And that's nice. And, you know, and it's not just a vanity project. It's there, isn't it? I mean, you've got it.
Which is the thing.
Guys, why don't you play something else live? Because it's so brilliant to have you here, and I don't want to waste any...
Thank you very much. Don't do that. Good.
A drink, you can come back to my place, tell me what do you think. You can get on your knees, you can crawl on the floor, you can wear my old shirt just to answer the door. But baby, don't do that, it just ain't civilized. Your best friends wouldn't like it, so honey, don't do that. the pictures of you in your room. Pull out the faces and make me come soon. Take off your jumper and take off your pants and slowly eat ice cream and lick your lips clean. But baby, don't do that. It just ain't dignified. Ah, your parents wouldn't like it. So honey, don't do that. Ain't civilized. Your best friends wouldn't like it. So honey, don't do that. Go down. Don't put me down. Don't put me down. Don't run around. Don't run around. Don't run around. Well, you can fall out of bed, you can fall down the stairs, you can smash the place up like you really don't care. You can go to wine, you can smoke all the weed, you can take all our money and spend it on speed. You can rip off my friends, I'll still defend you. You can kick in my until they're black and they're blue. You can steal my guitar, take a whiz on my bike and slowly lift off everyone that I like. But baby, don't do that. It just ain't civilized. Ah, Pete Jones wouldn't like it. So honey, don't do that. 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 Righteous.
Righteous.
Pay that guitarist.
What, pay him?
Yeah,
really?
Pay him, I'm not paid him.
Did I hear the money being exchanged in the background? What do you mean, pay him? That's ridiculous. That'll get you nowhere. Talking of getting paid, when's the next gig?
It's the 20th.
just fell off his chair, yeah. The thought of being paid for
my
a gig.
We're doing the Albert. I think it's definitely a Saturday. I think it's the 20th of April.
That's, sounds good. Supporting, Saturday is the 20th.
Yeah. With Diesel Park West, who... hail from the
Diesel Park
Diesel
West.
Park, they hail from.
Do you
the
only gig
80s,
with bands with three words in the title?
Yeah.
I thought there was something going on with strange
it's
thing.
It's in the contract
with the Shark City Mayors and the Shores Trailer Park. Yeah. And the, I know. I get it.
You got it. Secret.
Another message in here. What's going on? It says, it really sounds cutting out every now and then. Well, that could be the live stream. Sometimes the internet, maybe FM, DAB. I don't know. I know. I'm looking through the glass that. What?
Yeah, just tune your radio, Mum.
They're watching Liverpool for... Will you stop that? What do you mean last the 91st minute? I don't care. Get out. Ridiculous. It's not a sports show. Thank you for that. So the Albert, 20th of April.
Yeah, that's the next Brighton one.
Well, that'd be great.
Big party. Always a big party down there. It's great.
And what's the big plan? Are you working towards a second album?
Yeah, we're steadily working towards a second album. Hopefully by summer. It's like three songs finished, three half done, probably write three more, but no great pressure to get anything out. We'll just put it out when it's good, you know.
Are you quite disciplined? Do you guys all meet up at least once a week, rehearse?
Yeah, we are.
And where do you normally rehearse?
There's a place called Spiral.
So that's on the hour, is it? You pay by the hour? Or
It's a really nice little community centre, actually, and they just let us have it for an evening for a set fee. We just started using it this year. But
Do you want to give it a proper plug?
Spiral...
Media Centre.
Spiral Media Centre, and they just do great stuff for the community.
Bevending.
Right up the hill. Drive all the way up the hill to get to the top, and it's up there, and run by a lovely bloke called Dave.
Well, we like Dave.
Yeah, it's a good one.
And what about when you put the album together? Who produced it, or...?
Recording, Ali.
Ali Gavin?
Ali, there's just like... I can't, that's just... the go-to for me. I can't think of anyone else I want to work with, really.
Ali, Gavin, hope you're listening, because your ears should be burning.
Yeah, that's a discount right there,
we
Ali.
Love you. He's such a great guy, isn't
such
he?
Such a great guy.
I know. Why?
We'll just go and hang out with him sometimes. And don't play any music. We just book ourselves in for a day.
Well, I guess he doesn't mind if the old meter's running.
I don't mind at all.
I don't know how it works. So are you kind of always writing in your head, or is it just something that...
Yeah, I mean, not always, but yeah. Usually at the wrong moments, like, you know, middle of the night.
they're always the right and the wrong
at work,
moments, aren't they?
Those sort of things, when you haven't got a pen or a bit of paper.
That's when the brain decides to just...
Shout into your phone in the middle of the night. On and off, yeah.
Are you a record-into-the-phone kind of writer?
Yeah, a bit.
With lyrics or riffs?
Usually it's guitar. It's little guitar riffs and things. Occasionally lyrics.
So you sing it into there, or you play something quickly, or...?
Yeah, I do things like that.
I like that.
It's good. I mean, I'll just... Because I know I forget it if I don't do that.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Right,
he goes, right, guys.
Can we meet now?
Right, yeah, everyone, up. We got the magic flow in. It's like, it's 3 a.m, my friend. Yeah, I can imagine. That's the thing. So how long do you normally, what's your perfect set length? What would you like?
I think 45 is about right. I think we were talking about this just the other day with you guys or someone, and we were sort of saying, yeah, that's quite a good length of a set. Sometimes things can just go on a bit long, can't they?
But
I also like, I'm not a big fan of big gigs, so I like to see little sweaty clubs.
Yeah.
You know, hour-long sets at most. I think that's great.
Yeah.
I think music needs a roof on it, really.
A beer before, a beer after. So that's a no to festivals, then?
Well, we do festivals. You know, we've got some nice festivals coming up, some small ones in the summer. What's the where's that psychedelic one in Derby?
Dionysus
Festival we're playing, which is a psych festival. We're really excited about that with our friends the Telephones, and then one Neen Valley Rock Festival as well, which is like a 3-day one somewhere up in the castle grounds. Yeah, sounds great. You know, so I mean, actually being at the festivals is great. I'm not too sure about the actual sound at festivals, I think. It seems to sort of drift a bit.
And also the intimacy sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. And even the arenas are even worse, aren't they?
Yeah, and if you're sort of on at 2 p.m. at a festival and it's beautiful sound, I mean, it's a different thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I just think it's not. Some music's not made to be in big places, and I don't really think ours is, you know? My ideal would be to be able to fill the Albert once a month.
And
everyone loves us, and then that's it, I'm made, you know. That's it.
When he says the Albert, folks, it means the Albert Hall, of course.
That's going to happen on the 20th of April.
Fill the Albert Hall. In a beautiful way. Well, I was listening, as I said, to this album. It's a great driving CD.
Oh, yeah? There's some good chuggers on there, aren't there?
That's great. Yeah, I love it. Yeah. It's really good. It is such a great album. Folks, do go to Bandcamp, Shores Trailer Park. It's the title of the band. It's the title of the... It's eponymous. I couldn't put it better myself, which is why I didn't, you know. But luckily, Simon's in the house. And
I think there's a free track to download there at the moment.
What?
Free track, is going to only be there for another few days.
Guys, quickly run now.
Free.
Whatever you're doing, stop it.
A demo from the new album.
On Bandcamp, there's a free track.
Mad as chips, we are.
Look at you.
It's the whole, you know.
It ain't going to keep you, this sort of chucking away
just a bunch
free
of
tracks.
Just a bunch of hippies.
And is that track going to be on the next album?
Yeah, that's a demo bit on there.
Mad as fools. I know. Who knew?
Giving things away.
Are you EPers? Or is it?
I don't know. I'm not against it at all. I'm wondering at the moment how to put things out. I'd like it to eventually be an album, but putting the old track out before the album seems like a good idea.
I'm curious. What's the run on this? How many did you order of these?
200, I think.
200. And what about the vinyl?
200, I think.
Yeah.
As well, yeah.
Is it quite costly?
It cost me a lot to keep them in my loft, yeah.
Oh. Which is perfect, where they warp beautifully.
Yeah, they're good insulation.
Okay. I love it. Folks, what are you going to play? What other one have you got lined up?
What do you want to do? Sun Device or Crash Landing?
Boss.
Sun Device. Yeah. Drummer says Sun Device, don't argue with the drummer. Ready to go? 1, 2, 3. We'll try that again. Ready, Mark?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. We'll be right back.
substance in the night that hides my memory. It puts a pain in my back, it helps me see things in the dark. His head is lying, there's only one way you can go. Drum and bass. The six sun rays are shining bright. I wanna take my baby home tonight. My passion, flesh and integration, wine and integration, waits is at the station. Whoa. Oh Lord, I wanna pay. It hurts my eyes, I never see. I got the sun behind. I never went there on my own. I only laughed cause I went to. Whoa. Ah, the sick comes in my eyes. Ah, pack 'em up, baby. When you gonna take the time? There's only so much I can take. I don't know when I'm on the line. Your God be the same as mine when there's so much going on? He's a tricky beast, sad, playing with her when all the rest are gone. I never read, it hurts my eyes. I never hear the children cry. Ah, six sun rays are shining bright. I wanna get my baby home tonight, alright.
Is how you end a song. Yes, it is. Beautiful to the End. That was Shaw's Trailer Park with, what was that track called?
That's called Sun Device, that one. And it's usually a cacophony of feedback and
everything like that
we specialise in. So it's quite interesting hearing them
or
acoustically.
Or as we know it. Or as we know it, track three. That, my friends, was the sound of Shaw's Trailer Park. Will you guys come back when you've got a second album?
Rehearsed.
When you've actually done some work. And could you bring that Donna with you? That would be...
We sure can.
Because
sure
I think
can.
We can get some saxophone
I
in here.
Yeah,
why not?
Good,
come on. Think big, people. You know, this place is... echoey enough.
Yeah.
Folks, thank you so much for coming. You have been at Shaw's Trailer Park from the very beginning to the very end. We've had Tim, Mark, Andy and Simon here, sadly lacking the dulcet tones of Donna, but there you go. That's the thing. 4 out of 5 ain't bad. You are the best, and please keep on rocking. And maybe we can get hold of that freebie. And we'll play it next week. What do you reckon? Is that a good thing?
Oh, put the vote out there.
Yeah. And folks, saying, in the
I'm
meantime,
merely a vessel for the rest of the band to communicate through.
That'll be the day. And folks, don't forget, you heard it here. Go to Bandcamp, Shaw's Trailer Park. They're giving away something for free. I know, ridiculous. And go see them at the Albert, 20th of April, if my memory serves me at all.
It serves you well.
You guys are the best. Thank you so much for
coming in.
Thank you,
Pete. It's a pleasure. It's a dream come true.
We love you to
really
the
is,
moon and
Ziggy might break up the band now.
Baby, let's not go there, my friends. Let's not go there. Radio Reverb's Dynamo. Blues Mammoth loves the Pete Jones Show.